ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to RIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at supplication number 8 of Al-Sahif al-Sajadiyya for Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zain al-Abidin alayhi as-salam. Until we go to the point or the part where he says, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from tarki shukri liman istana'a al-arifata indana. Not giving thanks to those who do us favors. So we were talking about thanking other people. And we said thanks, sometimes it becomes compulsory upon me and you to do and to say. We have to look at things around us and we have to be able to know how we thank Allah for all these blessings and bounties. It is narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that Allah has revealed to Musa alayhi salam, and he said to him, Ya Musa, اشكرني حق شكري. O Musa, thank me in the appropriate amount as due to me. I mean, that's really heavy. So Musa said, Ya Allah, O Allah, how can I thank you in a way it's due for your status? And there's nothing that I can thank you with that is not from you to begin with. So whatever you've given me, it's from you. How can I use what you give me to thank you in accordance to what you deserve? Which is a very valid argument from the Prophet Musa alayhi salam. And Allah replied to him, Ya Musa, al-an shakartani. Now you have thanked me. How? حين علمت أن ذلك مني. When you understood that everything that you have is from me. Submitting to the fact that whatever we have from Allah is a way of thanking Allah. So let us submit. Short break, and then we will come back.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. So we said we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, if we don't thank, we'll be among those who committed kufr in the an'amullah, in the blessings of Allah. Allah says in the Quran, وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقَهَا رَغَدًا. So Allah is giving example of a village that was in peace, tranquility. They used to get the sustenance every day. Min kulli makan, from every direction. But what did they do? Did they thank Allah, this village? فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمُ اللَّهِ. They committed kufr. They did not thank Allah. That's the kufr it took. Not to say, oh, we don't believe in the existence of Allah, because this is one form of kufr. But the kufr here is not to to reject saying thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In return, فَكَفَرَتْ فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ اللِّبَاسُ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَسْنَعُونَ. Then Allah made them feel and taste hunger and fear for what they did. All they had to do is say thank you of Allah, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you for the blessings you've given us. That's all Allah wants. And then give from what Allah has given you. Submit to it. Help others with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to you. But a lot of people don't. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a hadith from Imam Rida alayhi sallam, he says, أَسْرَعُ الذُّنُوبِ عُقُوبَةً كُفْرَانُ النِّعَمِ. The sins, that their punishment comes very quickly at a person, is when they do commit kufr in the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning not thanking Him enough for it, not giving what's due from these blessings of Allah. Wealth is a blessing, and to share it with other people, that's the thanking of it. We said ilm is a blessing of Allah, you need to share it with other people. Position and power in society is another blessing that you need to share with people. So sharing what Allah gives us is the things that Allah is requiring, as that Allah wants. He doesn't want just me to say thank you, but I keep it in my bank accounts. Thank you, but I don't teach no one. Thank you, but I don't help no one. Allah does not need that thank. He needs the thanks where I go and help other people. Let us take a short break and then we will continue.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. So we asked the question, how do we learn to become thankful people? Because it's a skill. Honestly speaking, it's a skill. It's not something that you're born with. And even though thanking sometimes is verbal, but mind you, a lot of people don't even thank. Like I said, sometimes if we sit with ourselves and see how many times during the day did I sit with myself and said, oh Allah, thank you for life. Thank you for health. Thank you for wealth. Thank you for the family. Thank you for the job. How many times have we sat down with ourselves during the day and we said that? Not just saying Alhamdulillah and you as you're walking without even paying attention to what you're saying. We hardly do that. So, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورُ. Allah says, only few of my servants are thankful to me. So, first thing we need to do is to contemplate and think of the ni'am, the blessings that Allah is bestowing upon us. The minute we wake up, we look around and we see the blessings that we live in. Right now, me and you, we live in so much blessings. Yeah, there are difficulties in life, but that's how life works. But beside that, the ni'am of Allah, the health, the wealth, the life itself, parents, children, wives and spouses and husbands and cars and houses, we have pretty much everything. So why aren't we grateful? Why aren't we thankful? So the more we think about it, the more we can develop to adopt and have this trait in ourselves. That's one. Two is to not to look up at people who have everything in life. Because sometimes our eyes are always up. And when we look at people, we see that we have nothing. And look, what do I have? this guy has a house, he has this, and he has that. What do I have? I have nothing. And that becomes a denial of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is not giving me as much as the other guy because he sees that this is better for me. That's what he sees. That's why he doesn't give me as much as him. So instead of me looking up, I need to look down. How many people are deprived of what I have? So much. How many people are sick in this world? So much. How many people don't have anything? So much. But I have everything. So this is how we develop thanking Allah, by becoming what? More thinkers than just, more than just being heedless. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد